Welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, Heath.
Yeah, Chris.
How are you feeling after that long weekend?
Well, I got a lot of things going on today. I don't feel great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I enjoyed my holiday weekend.
I did too.
A lot.
We've both got video to do today.
What's that?
We've got video to do
today.
Oh,
yeah. We have to do videos. That's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
I'm responding to nonstop Twitter questions about who's going to get the saves in Kansas City now that Wade Davis is on the disabled list.
You are the Kansas City baseball expert.
And it's just more depressing.
It's your cross to bear.
It's a combination of that with people thanking me for putting the idea of getting Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love on the Celtics.
So my one thing here is the projection systems are right now, right? We give them all the credit.
Why?
Because the Royals stink now.
No, if you would have told the projection systems that Mike Moustakas was going to play 15 games and Alex Gordon was going to miss 2 months and all these other guys would have been hurt, they would have predicted the Royals to lose 100 games. That's factual.
I think that's factual. You just don't want to give credit where credit's due.
And
the
Royals
projection
system still over 500.
Finally nailing it.
The Royals are still over 500 and the projection system had them under 500.
Just you wait. Just wait.
Oh, I think there's a chance they're under 500 in a couple weeks.
We've got 14 games.
Yeah.
On the main slate for MLB today.
Yes.
And some interesting choices.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Is your top player coming out of the $10,000 group?
No.
We've got Madison Bumgarner, Carlos Carrasco, and David Price, so none of those guys are your top pitcher. Why don't you tell me who your top pitcher is, and then we'll go to the $10,000 guys.
And this is a little scary, but my top pitcher and the guy I'm going to rely heavily on tonight is Carlos Rodon.
Okay, tell us why.
I caught some heat on this on Twitter.
Okay.
We're talking about the Yankees team road splits.
Mm-hmm.
And how we shouldn't talk about those in a vacuum. And I guess the larger point that I was trying to make was I think the Yankees are a terrible offensive team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's covered a little bit in the statistics because they play half their games in a park that is perfectly suited for them. Like, they deserve some credit for building a team that fits that park
exactly.
So well. But they are awful on the road. They are the 29th team in WOBA on the road. They're the 29th team in ISO on the road. They're 27th against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
And they're facing a lefty on the road.
These are all reasons why the Yankees should do poorly tonight.
Yes.
And when you say they're built to their park, they have a lot of guys who hit for power.
Mediocre.
In their park.
Right.
Because their park has those short porches. They've got some pool heavy hitters who can put them into those short porches in the outfield.
They dominate the leaderboard of just enough home runs.
Now, the thing is, I guess my question would be, is Carlos Rodon good?
He's good.
Okay.
He's not great. I'm not sure he ever will be great because he walks too many guys.
Walk rate actually well down this season. It's in a...
he's still walking too many guys, isn't he?
Very manageable 3.1 per nine.
Okay.
That's a little above average, but...
The one struggle he has is getting righties out.
Yes.
Who are we worried about on the Yankees? A-Rod?
No.
Beltran, I guess.
I don't think A-Rod's playing.
Most of Beltran's power, though, comes from the left side. Starlin Castro?
I mean, he's a right-handed bat.
Chase Headley, switch hitter?
Yeah.
Robert Refsnyder, maybe?
These are all right-handed batters.
They're
right-handed batters you're concerned about if you are looking to play Carlos Rodon.
Not me, no.
And I think that makes sense. Now, Carlos Rodon, you look at the overall numbers, 4.24 ERA, 4.23 FIP, 399 XFIP. You know, pretty much across the board, he is a below-average hitter. He's been a pitcher.
Probably a hitter, too.
Probably a pretty bad hitter. But he is someone who has just been a bit too hittable.
I wonder what his numbers look like. Because he had some bad starts early in the year.
Yep.
His third start, he only got one out.
Yep.
And he gave up five runs.
Real bad.
A couple starts later, he gave up six runs. A couple starts after that, he gave up six runs. Since then, he's been pretty good. Like, I'm going to delay for just a second, but I would guess over his last 8 to 10 starts.
Well, while you're delaying, I will throw out that regarding his splits, he has ridiculous splits.
All right.
27.3% strikeout rate against left-handed pitcher batters, 2.6% walk rate. That is a 24.7 K minus BB.
That's good
percentage. That's elite. Against righties, 22% strikeouts, 9.2% walks. Still a decent 12.8% strikeout to minus walk rate, but it's not quite where you need to be, given the fact that the right-handed batters are the larger half of the platoon.
Okay, so he hasn't really been great, but last eight starts, 47 and a third innings pitched. So that's just about six innings per start. That's what I'd expect. 48 strikeouts, just about a strikeout per inning, 3.61 ERA. It's a little slightly better than average this year. And only 14 walks, which is less than one every three. So, I don't know. I feel very good about him against this Yankees lineup.
But it's mostly about the matchup.
Yes.
Okay. Beyond that, is your number two pitcher one of the $10,000 pitchers?
Yes. For sure.
Is it Madison Bumgarner?
Absolutely.
Okay. 11,400 going against Colorado. He's a lefty. Colorado's, I'd say, a handful of their best bats are lefties.
Yes.
And they're playing in AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Right. Yeah. Good park for Mad Bum against this offense. I think he's probably the safest play. He did give up four runs in his last start. That was the first time since April that he gave up four earned runs.
Yeah, he had 33 FanDuel points on May 28th in Coors Field. Did not get the win in that game, but that's still a pretty good outing for Coors.
Yeah.
What about your number three pitcher?
I've struggled with this one a little bit.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go with Gio Gonzalez. And this could
He's been dreadful.
Oh, not true at all.
Yes.
No.
He had 45 in his last start.
That was good.
He's been really bad otherwise for his last eight. He had the 1.42 effort against the White Sox where he was really good. But his ERA's risen over his last eight starts from 1.86 to 4.81.
I could spin it and say he's three of his last five starts, awful. He's got 37 fantasy points.
You indeed could do that.
He had two really bad starts against the Brewers and Padres.
Mm-hmm.
He has had some terrible luck again this year.
Okay.
And part of this could be a little bit of bias from my seasonal look at Gio Gonzalez and expecting him to be somebody that's much better in the second half.
Okay.
Than he's been in the first half. He's got the strikeout stuff, striking out more than a batter per inning this year. Before last year, he's always been a low BABIP guy.
Yeah.
He was one of the best guys at keeping the ball in the park last year in all of baseball.
Okay.
This year, he's given up like a 330 BABIP, and he's giving up home runs.
He's got an 810 ERA over his last eight starts.
Oh, okay, over his last eight. We can parse it any way that you want to.
Yeah.
He's been really unlucky.
Okay.
I believe.
He's got a 683 ERA over his last five starts.
Okay.
Is there any other smaller sample size you'd like me to try?
You can do whatever sample size you would like. I think there's good strikeout potential. This is another team that isn't really very good outside of their home park.
That's fair.
Zach Davies is not a good pitcher, in my opinion. I think he has a good win probability. I don't want to play David Price against the Rangers.
Okay. Why not?
First off, he's at Fenway against a very good offense.
Yes.
Second, we've already got the umpire assignments for that game. And Joe West is not very kind to pitchers, apparently.
Okay.
So that hurts his probability. And then he's just not been very good.
I think that's very overstated. He had a really rough start to the season. He had a 6.75 ERA in his first seven starts.
Okay.
He has a 3.49 in 10 starts since. He hasn't been the ace that everyone expected him to, but
he's not been very good for a $10,000 price tag.
Strikeout per inning, good peripherals. Texas, which of their right-handed bats are you super concerned about?
Whichever ones led to them scoring 6 runs and 2 1/3 off of him last week.
Okay.
It was actually a little more than a week ago, I think. And that's not really the true reason. But Adrian Beltre,
yeah,
I think you have to be concerned
about. He's really good. But most of their best hitters, I would say, are lefty.
That's true. That's true. He has been pretty consistently recently in the 37 to 42 or 43 range in terms of FanDuel points.
And he's got A.J. Griffin on the other side?
Who's been
good this season.
Really good.
But has a history of giving up home runs. He has to, you know, obviously right. has to pitch against the Red Sox. So you would think...
they are one of my favorite stacks of the day.
You would think David Price has a pretty good chance to get that win.
If he can get through 5.
Sure. Any other pitchers you want to talk about?
There's not really anyone else that I'm going to use today, no.
Okay, I want to bring up... He's... I think it's a good combination of a tournament pitcher and a tournament offense, so I'm going to go with Taiwan Walker as okay. someone I would want to talk about. He came back from that foot injury, was pretty solid in his last outing, 43 fantasy points, got the win, 5 strikeouts. Going against a Houston team that strikes out a ton, the problem is most of their best hitters, most of their most strikeout-prone hitters, put them all together, they are right-handed.
Right,
and Taiwan Walker is a reverse splits guy. He doesn't have that great breaking ball to get right-handed pitching out, so that's a bit of a concern. But his fastball has been really good lately. He's been getting a lot of strikeouts with it. I think he's a high upside, high variance play tonight.
If you want to talk about a high variance play, he's faced the Houston Astros twice this year.
Okay,
the first time he scored 63 fantasy points.
Yep.
The next game he scored 3.
That's pretty much what I would have expected out of Taiwan Walker. He had
somewhere
that 11
between
3
and 63.
Game. No, he didn't have the 11 strikeout game against
yes,
them.
Yes, he did. He's had 2 11 strikeout games this year.
Okay, the other one was against Cleveland.
Yes. He has an 11 strikeout game against the Astros and a 2-inning game against the Astros.
Sounds about right. That kind of sums up my expectations and thoughts about Taiwan Walker. You did mention the Red Sox are one of your favorite stacks. Are they your number one stack?
No. My number
Toronto.
One stack would be the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Our good friend, Chris Young. Very, very bad anywhere that is not as kind as Kauffman Stadium. Like, I don't want to say on the road.
Okay.
Because there are places that he could go pitch that are better. Like, he pitches in Oakland. I would expect him to be good.
A lot of outfield out there.
Places where there's a lot of outfield.
Yeah.
This is not one of those places.
No, the Rogers Center has pretty short walls. The one thing with him is he's actually been very good against right-handed pitchers. Or batters this season.
It's because he has a slider that he's throwing 52% of the time.
Overall?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Or at least in his last 3 or 4 starts. He's been throwing it more than 50% of the time he's been throwing a slider.
That's impressive.
Yes. Impressive or scary?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's scary.
You know, that's something I wish I could look up. It feels like there are more pitchers doing that, just like... going all out with one pitch over and over and over.
Right.
Than we used to see. Just a anecdotal, but lefties have absolutely crushed him this season. And throwing a slider 52% of the time would tend to lead to those results.
Right. He has faced 69 left-handed batters away from Kauffman Stadium. And 11 of them have donked.
That is...
That's a 594 wOBA.
Yeah, if you put that over like a full season,
uh-huh.
that's roughly a lot of home runs.
Yeah. Against lefties on the year, he's given up 15 dongs in 125 plate appearances.
Again, also.
Yeah, he has. Some people strive, like the best hitters in the game, strive for 1,000 OPS.
Yeah.
He's given up 1,054 slug to lefties.
Overall?
No, on the road.
On the road, yeah.
Only 856 slug.
So basically, he turns every left-handed batter he faces into early to mid-2000s Barry Bonds.
Yes, 352, 456, 856.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good for those guys. So,
Michael
yeah.
Saunders, Ezekiel Carrera.
Justin Smoke.
Maybe some Justin Smoke even.
Yeah. They have the highest implied run total on the from the Vegas odds. Boston's second. Is Boston your second favorite stack?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I would go specifically. The nice thing about Boston is, other than Poppy, they're all very nicely priced. So I like basically everyone in that lineup. Brock Holt at 2,700 would be a nice way to save some value.
Okay, yeah. David Ortiz, 4,200. Then you've got Mookie Betts at 38. Bradley at 36. Pedroia at 36. So only one player above 4,000. Any other stacks that you'd like to mention?
Definitely two others. The Indians against Anibal Sanchez.
Yeah, he's been rough awful this season.
And then right-handed Diamondbacks against Christian Frederick. Friedrich, whatever.
Okay. Those are also in the top five in implied run total this night.
Yep.
Oakland, actually, surprisingly also in the top five going against Tommy Malone.
Yes, you got Valencia, Chris Davis, Marcus Semien will be in a lot of my lineups.
And I believe Valencia is super cheap on DraftKings. I think he's the cheapest out of all of those hitters, actually, on DraftKings, which seems like a mistake because he's absolutely crushed lefties over the last couple of seasons, really since he found himself, at the start of last season with Toronto.
Yep.
He's been a really good hitter overall and just an absolute lefty masher. Heath.
Yes.
Do we have a BVP lineup today?
We do.
Fantastic.
It does not have a BVP pitcher, though. So I'm sorry about that.
I'm disappointed.
So we're just going to use Mad Bum.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Well, there is one pitcher on this slate that has good BVP numbers.
Okay.
In 85 plate appearances, this team has hit 192, 306 on base, so a lot of walks, and a 276 slug.
That's pretty good. How many plate appearances?
85.
Okay.
It's Chris Young. So before we get to the BVP lineup, I want to know, fade or do, Josh Donaldson is 1-for-16 off of Chris Young in his career.
Okay.
Troy Tulowitzki is 2-for-11.
Okay.
Combined, they are 3-for-27 against Chris Young.
I will just say that in my Toronto Blue Jays stack,
yes,
coming up a little later, those are two Blue Jays I don't have in my lineup.
Okay, so you were fading them because of the BVP.
Oh, I know. I do have Troy Tulowitzki, sorry.
Okay.
So just Josh Donaldson.
And Chris Young owns
not
Josh
at all
Donaldson
because of the BVP.
Clearly. Okay, so at shortstop, Elvis Andrus. There's a right-handed batter we're afraid of. 444 average in 34 plate appearances against David Price. Also, 7 walks.
That's a lot of walks for Elvis Andrus.
Yes. David Price doesn't want any part of him. At catcher, we've got Yan Gomes against Anibal Sanchez.
Okay.
7-for-16 with 2 dongs. Mike Napoli at first base, once again against Anibal Sanchez. And he is 3-for-10 with a dong.
Okay.
Jose Altuve at second, going up against Taijuan Walker. 8-for-23, which is pretty much just Jose Altuve, with a 6.09 slug, 1 dong, 4 extra base hits against Taijuan. At third base, Adrian Beltre. He is 11-for-35 with 2 dongs and a 600 slug against David Price.
Wow.
I assume your dong chaser's pick, because you always pick him against bad lefties, Nelson Cruz. 8-for-20 with 2 dongs off Dallas Keuchel.
It's pretty good.
We've got Colby Rasmus, who is 5-for-14 with a dong off of Taijuan Walker. And then this one's kind of fun. Carlos Gonzalez, 57 plate appearances against Mad Bum. 321, 368, 679, 5 dongs off Mad Bum.
Wow. So, that is surprising.
Yeah. So that's Mad Bum, Gomes, Napoli, Altuve, Beltre, Andrus, Cargo, Cruz, and Rasmus.
Anytime you can get a batter in your lineup going against your starting pitcher.
You really don't like that approach.
Can't imagine why. Would you like a Dong Chasers update? I would imagine you wouldn't.
I would not.
Actually, I did just notice something really interesting, though. Yeah, Mike has pretty much, I think it's fair to say, dominated the Dong Chasers
contest. It's just the first half, though.
Just the first half, sure. We are 92 games in.
Okay.
92 days in. He is dominated. He's up 20.7. You're at 14 even, actually. And I'm at 12.3. But over the last 5 weeks,
yeah,
he only has one win. You had two wins. He has one. I've got two.
All right, we're killing him.
So how about that?
Wait, did you say you've not caught me yet?
I have not caught
you. I have not donged in 3 weeks, and you haven't caught me yet?
You have not donged since June 16th.
And you haven't caught me yet?
That is 18 days. No, I mean, I've had four in that span. So that tells you where I was coming from. It's also, you know, it's late to make up ground. I've got a lot of work ground to make up.
It's early. I'm early in the season.
I'm a lot closer to you than you are to Mike.
We haven't even gotten to the All-Star break yet.
I am roughly four times closer to you than you are to Mike.
Mike's already made his pick.
Okay, let's hear it.
He is going with Danny Valencia.
That seems like a smart pick.
Against Tommy Malone.
He is 3,400, right?
Yes. We also have our listener pick.
Okay.
Ryan Redbeard.
Ryan Redbeard.
Is going with Robinson Cano. Lefty on lefty against Dallas Keuchel.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that's the bad lefty you were referring
yes.
to. Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
I have the honors of going second, and I'm not going to make a good choice.
Good.
I'm going with Justin Smoke.
Justin Smoke. How much is he?
He is $3,400. Not even cheap. I'm going with a $3,400.
Then I will quickly, before you change your mind, take Michael Saunders.
You can have
for 100 more.
You can have Michael Saunders for 100 more. And I'm going to get a double dong.
Does Justin Smoke even hit for power against lefties?
It's a righty.
What's that?
It's a righty.
I mean, against righties.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I knew there was one side that he was, because he's a switch hitter.
Yeah.
And this is the side that he has some power.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, Chris.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to get. I mean, you know what? It's been a long time for you, but it's been it'll be a week today if I don't dong. So I'm a little concerned.
Okay.
I need to get back on it. Do you have a lineup?
I have a FanDuel lineup and a DraftKings lineup.
Love it.
And on FanDuel, I'm going with Carlos Rodon, Wellington Castillo, Paul Goldschmidt, Devin Travis, Josh Donaldson.
Are you going with Devin Travis? You said it a little quizzically.
Yeah,
there was a question mark there.
Josh Donaldson, Marcus Semien, only 2,800 on FanDuel.
Okay.
Near must play. Michael Saunders is a must-play at 3,500.
Wow.
Ezekiel Carrera, 3,000.
Breaking all of the rules.
And Jackie Bradley Jr. at 3,600.
Okay. I'm going with Taijuan Walker as my starting pitcher, Wellington Castillo at catcher, Justin Smoke, Matt Carpenter, Danny Valencia. I do have Troy Tulowitzki. In the outfield is Bryce Harper, Michael Saunders, and Corey Dickerson.
Okay. On DraftKings, I've got Mad Bum and Rodon.
Okay.
Travis d'Arnaud, Big Poppy, Dustin Pedroia, Danny Valencia, Jose Reyes is on DraftKings.
He is
2,900.
Expected to make his debut tonight.
And lead off.
Okay. There you go.
Ezekiel Carrera. They're
benching Wilmer Flores, the Fools.
Brock Holt and Yoenis.
Okay. Sounds good. You ready?
Yeah, it's a big day today. Actually.
Big day.
It was actually a big day yesterday, but I was too busy doing beach things. But the single entry series on FanDuel.
Yeah.
This week is the $25 single entry series. Okay. And I skipped day one, which is a bold strategy.
Yeah.
But getting back at it today. You get to throw out your worst scores, so I'm just throwing out yesterday.
There you go.
It would have been bad if I'd have played anyway. I wasn't in the right state of mind.
You hadn't done your preparation.
Right.
You know, that's going to do it for Tuesday's episode. We will be back tomorrow on Wednesday with more of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast.
Is Mike going to join us?
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
He is still remote, still out of town, but we will try to get him on here. Until then, for Heath Cumming, I'm Chris Towers.